It's holiday time again, and our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a shopping suggestion for both well-heeled folks who want to get a jazz fan something nice and for jazz fans who want to ask for something good and expensive. It's a new box set of classic recordings by saxophonist and composer Ornette Coleman.
Ornette Coleman's name came up a lot in 1993, although he didn't release any new albums this year. John Littweiler's good and long-awaited biography came out last spring, and now Coleman is the subject of a 6-CD box set from Rhino called Beauty is a Rare Thing, The Complete Atlantic Recordings. It contains 7 hours of music. Every surviving track, the alto and sometimes tenor saxophonist, recorded for the Atlantic label between 1959 and 61. They include 2 long unavailable third stream pieces by composer Gunther Schuller, the contents of an LP issued only in Japan, and 6 tunes heard here for the first time. This is one of them. I heard it over the radio. Coleman has written some haunting, unusual melodies, but it's his improvising method that made him one of jazz's great innovators, one with broad appeal. Conservatives like him because he swings, and liberals do because his music challenged accepted wisdom and helped initiate the free jazz movement of the 1960s. Instead of improvising on fixed chord progressions, Coleman's quartet might alter or ignore a tune's chords, or play phrases of variable length that distort a written structure. Trumpeter Don Cherry's raw cry blends beautifully with Ornette's alto, but the bassist and drummer faced the greater challenge, articulating forms that mutate in performance. Bassist Charlie Hayden had grown up in Missouri singing hillbilly songs, and he echoed that music's simple and unconstraining harmonies playing with Ornette. Strumming chords like a guitarist on 1959's Ramblin', Hayden sounds as radically backwoodsy as the leader. When Ornette takes his solo, check out how he hits on one slurred figure and then stretches it like taffy, each phrase giving birth to the next. That's the great Billy Higgins on drums. Coleman's favorite drummer, the one heard on most of his Atlantic sides, was Edward Blackwell, perhaps his most sympathetic ally. As Ornette plays phrases and clauses of unpredictable length, Blackwell punctuates his line endings with the percussive equivalents of commas, semicolons, dashes, and periods. This is from the previously unissued Proofreaders. It's hard to believe these recordings are over 30 years old. Their invention, lyricism, and bluesy urgency sound so fresh. Some jazz fans, even some Coleman fans, would like to pretend the revolution he instigated never happened. Ornette showed you could throw out jamming on chords and still unmistakably be a jazz musician. That news may not sit well with folks who like jazz to be as neatly tailored as a pinstripe suit, but that's their problem. After Ornette hit the scene, nothing was ever the same.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat, CD Review, and Coda. He reviewed Ornette Coleman, Beauty is a Rare Thing, the complete Atlantic recordings on Rhino Records.